We start today with those talks at the White House over raising the government's debt limit. President Obama making a brief appearance after the closed-door meetings to say that his meetings with House Leader John Boehner and other congressional leaders were constructive and that they will meet again on Sunday. Let's bring in Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News. He also hosts the political webcast Top Line. So, Rick, we've been speculating, would the two come out and sing Kumbaya? They did not. But how does this, you know, word constructive hit you?
It hits me as stalling for time, because the president was clear that they haven't agreed on the big things. In fact, they're not going to agree on even what they agree on until at least Sunday. So we've got 3.5 weeks here before what the president said is the hard deadline of when we start to default on our debt. And this meeting today clearly did not produce any big breakthroughs by the president's account, and also by the accounts of congressional aides that we've talked to just in the last couple of minutes. This is still going to be a very tough slog of negotiations.
Let's sort of throw some cold water on the notion that there might have been some sort of secret deal between President Obama and Speaker John Boehner after they had a secret meeting this past weekend that kind of surprised Washington, another one last Wednesday, and then, of course, that little golf trip. But still, does it mean perhaps that in this, you know, Washington power couple, Obama and Boehner, there might be something of the, you know, I'm thinking historically, a Tip O'Neill, Ronald Reagan partnership?
Yeah, and I've heard White House aides use that exact phraseology, that they'd like to rekindle that kind of relationship for a once-a-generation type of breakthrough. I think one big distinction, Tip O'Neill was a much stronger speaker than John Boehner, and I say that by means of the way of his leadership. He told people what to do a lot more than John Boehner does, and he had more power, more sway over his own members. John Boehner is going to have a constituency of very angry folks if he cuts major deals with President Obama. There are several of them. Michelle Bachmann, the presidential candidate, came out today and said, flat out, I will not vote for a higher debt ceiling, period. That's the kind of thing that he's going to have to deal with in his own caucus. So even if he was privately inclined to cut a deal with the president, it's not clear that that's the kind of deal that could then pass the House.
Well, the president has a reportedly new budget-cutting plan said to be in the $3 to $4 trillion area as opposed to the $2 trillion that he proposed before, with cuts to Social Security and Medicare. It was thought that might allow Republicans to save some face and perhaps eliminate tax breaks for the rich and some loopholes. But here's Republican Eric Cantor, House Majority Leader, this morning.
Why would you want to raise taxes in a sputtering economy? And that's the position that we've held all along. So any discussion about loopholes must be accompanied by offsetting tax cuts.
Now, Rick Klein, some people were seeing that as actually a sign of movement from Eric Cantor, that he was actually saying the possibility of discussion about loopholes.
Yeah, that's right, and that's at least what the White House has jumped on and said. This gives us the basis for discussion, that if you're talking about tax loopholes, you're talking about new revenue, then taxes can be part of the discussion. That leaves them optimistic going into this, but I just tell you, as someone who's watched these things before, reported on this one, this is just hard to see the big breakthrough, the kind of major moment that hits into the multiple trillions of dollars like the president's talking about.
Well, is part of the problem, there's plenty of problems on both sides of the aisle, but is part of the problem the fact that Republicans have sort of painted themselves into a corner with their language which they know appeals to voters, the fact that they have painted tax breaks, which, you know, let's say the Bush era tax breaks for the very wealthy, as tax hikes if they're eliminated, as raising taxes if they're eliminated. It's not really raising taxes, it's taking away a break. Now, since they have, you know, set that language in stone, isn't it very hard for them to then turn around and okay getting rid of a loophole or a tax break?
No question. And I'd also say that it's hard for Democrats to do anything similar. The lines in the sand they've drawn around Medicare, around Social Security, they're going to have to give on some big entitlement programs that they have won and lost elections over trying to save. And that's what makes this so difficult, is that everyone knows what has to be done, but nobody wants to do it. Nobody is crazy about any of the options that are part of this. I guess that's the essence of a compromise. But you're right, this is hamstrung in effect by the major statements that those on both sides, on the left and on the right, have said are just absolute non-starters going into this negotiation.
Each has tied one arm behind their back. Rick Klein, a senior Washington editor for ABC World News. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.